Thank you, Dennis. This is going to be a little bit different for me to look at that, so I'm going to keep my glasses on. You won't be in focus, but this screen will be, and that's the most important thing. Without question, one of the most economical and efficient ways of addressing temperate grass response to defoliation variables is through clipping studies, whether it's in the field or in the greenhouse. And there's a great number of studies that have been conducted on temperate grasses and tropical grasses in terms of their response to defoliation. And in general, many of those results have found that increasing harvest interval increases annual dry matter yield, harvest height effects or stubble height effects on yield, nutritive value, and persistence, I might add, have been found to be very species dependent. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with the literature. There's way too much for me to go through in the time allotted here. But in general, when we look at the effect of grazing management and we try to replicate some of those defoliation variables, those results that apply to a clipping trial often fall apart or are not quite applicable. And for the reasons shown here, just due to the grazing action of the animal, the hoof action on the pasture, shown in the bottom here is just a urine spot, and then over here is the effect of manure deposition. And in general, a study done quite some time ago by Bryant and Blazer showed that the yield of grasses managed by comparable defoliation intensities are generally greater than those for clipping than they are under grazing. So we set up a study to determine the influence of sward maturity and extent of utilization on the productivity and seasonal yield distribution, nutritive value, and persistence of erect growing temperate grasses. And this top line, the influence of sward maturity and extent of utilization, those are just what you might call defoliation variables or a cutting management scheme as almost. And this study was conducted at the U.S. Dairy Forage Center in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin, south central Wisconsin, on two replications of four pastures, meadow fescue, orchard grass, quack grass, and reed canary grass in 1 acre paddocks shown here. Each of these are 1 acre, and again, two replications. So I'm going to have to get my friend down the hallway, Mike Kassler, to help me when I analyze this because I show you a little bit further. And basically the treatments we applied, as I mentioned, were to look at the effect of maturity, and we would graze these grasses with dairy heifers at either vegetative or mature stage. And these are the heights at which they were when grazing would start on each of those four grasses. And we would graze them with heifers to remove 50, 75, or 100% of the canopy. And in this case, at vegetative, you would remove it all the way down. You'd virtually have little or no vegetation at all, maybe a 2 centimeter stubble. At the mature stage, again, the same treatments, 50, 75, and 100% of defoliation or of the canopy defoliated. And it's sometimes difficult to get dairy heifers to eat a 50 centimeter canopy down to literally to 2 centimeters, but we were able to accomplish that for the most part, or essentially no leaves were remaining on the canopy. This is what the plot plan would look like in one of those 1 acre paddocks or 0.4 hectare paddocks of orchard grass, for example, with each of the three defoliation treatments at vegetative or mature stage in 4.5 by 7.5 meter plots. And the way we would accomplish this with dairy heifers is that the length of each one of these along this whole line was an buried underground cable that allowed us to fence each one of these plots with electric fence and then take that fence down when that grass reached that appropriate stage. And then when it was determined that the cattle had removed 50, 75, or 100% of the canopy, we'd put the fence back up. And what that looked like is this, and you can see those two strips go all the way down those two replications with the particular treatments shown with electric fence. And some of these, this was taken midsummer, and you get an indication of what these plots looked like. Once the cattle got used to walking down 10-foot wide alleys and essentially 15-foot wide plots, they were quite comfortable and really, if you monitor that activity in terms of getting determining when the level of defoliation had been reached, it's quite easy to chase them out and put the fence back up. And indeed, my technician saw that those cattle were really, really good at the target, hitting the target defoliation. This is reed canary grass at the mature level, and this is 50% utilization. You can see that there's a canopy there about 25 to 30 centimeters tall. This is 75% utilization at about a little bit down to about 15 or 20 centimeters from starting at 50 centimeters. And then, of course, there's an adjacent plot to this where we forced those cattle to remove all of the vegetation. Before and after each grazing event on every single plot and for every single grazing event, we would measure canopy height on a 5-meter transect, forage yield using a rising plate meter, 5 measurements with one of those clipped to develop a regression equation. Forage nutritive value was measured using this rising, what we call a rising quadrat. It slides up and down on those 4 aluminum legs and stops at particular heights and allows us to measure the forage quality of the forage that we are asking the heifers to consume. So we knew what they were eating and we knew how much they consumed over the course of the grazing season. After the last grazing event in November, tiller density was measured on 2 10 by 40 centimeter quadrats. My technician and his wife just had a baby last week, and so that was me for 3 days on my hands and knees counting those tillers. And it's good information, but it's tedious information. One that we find that is just as good in a lot of cases is a measure of ground cover, 25 sites on a 5-meter transect for each one of those plots. When we look at annual dry matter yield of these grasses, and this is a mean of all 4 grasses, and I'm going to try to condense the results because of time constraints, we saw that as you increase, in terms of annual yield, as you increase the utilization, the extent of utilization from 50 to 100%, you increase the amount of yield consumed, and this is the yield consumed by the cattle by our raising meter quadrat, and the same applies for when we graze at mature stages. You increase the amount of dry matter consumed by those cattle, so the grasses are growing, at least in the first year for this study, they produce more forage as you increase the extent of utilization. Pretty much as we would expect for at 50% utilization, those grasses yielded more when half of the canopy was removed at mature stage versus they did at vegetative stage. However, at 75 and 100% utilization, we saw no difference in terms of annual yield between the vegetative and those grasses that are managed by a cutting or a grazing at vegetative and mature stages. This is a graph that shows the annual dry matter distribution or the seasonal distribution of meadow fescue grazed at the vegetative stage, or about 25 centimeters. You'll notice right away for those plots that were grazed at 50%, we have 6 grazing events. At 75% utilization, we take away one of those events and we're down to 5 events. At 100% utilization, you have 4 grazing events. And what that did is essentially each time as you increase the level of utilization, you increase the rotation time to when that plot reached the stage necessary for it to be grazed again. And that period between grazing events increased even more so when stress was present in the middle of the summer. Similarly, this is seasonal dry matter distribution of meadow fescue at the mature stage, and you can see that for all of these treatments, we had 3 grazing events, but again, the period of time between grazing events increased as you increased the extent of utilization. This is the weighted mean neutral detergent fiber concentration of these grasses, and I hate like heck to present weighted means, but I can't, time constraints wouldn't let me to do it for all the grasses. And basically, we saw, interestingly enough, the forage quality of grasses grazed at the 50% utilization level was lower in terms of it was higher in NDF, lower in nutritive value, than grazing at 75 or 100% utilization. And the reason for this is those cows would just take off half of that canopy, and then what was below it would tend to grow up during the next grazing event. And as we would come back and take half of that canopy the next time, we would include some of that poorer quality forage. Whether the cattle were able to differentiate between that forage, that older forage, and the new growth, we can't be sure at this point in time. Interestingly enough, at 50, 75, and 100% utilization, there was no difference in NDF among the 3 treatments. This is the tiller density as measured in fall of 2009. of these grasses grazed at vegetative stage for each of the three levels of defoliation. As you can see, as we increase our extent of defoliation, the tiller density at the vegetative stage tends to decline, except for orchard grass here. And what we found is that that cattle spend enough time in these plots that were at 100% defoliation, where they deposited a significant amount of urine and manure in those plots. And around those urine spots, tiller density was considerably higher than it was in these other plots where the extent of defoliation was less, and they spent less time in those plots. This is tiller density of the grasses at mature stage. And interestingly enough, meadow fescue, really no response or even a positive response to intensive defoliation, whereas the other grasses, as we increased the extent of defoliation, the tiller density would decline. This is what those, just a sample of what those plots looked like. This is meadow fescue on the 20th of November of last year, after the whole year of grazing at vegetative stage. It shows at 50%, 75%, and 100% defoliation. It has just a good example of the decline in tiller density and the decline. This basically shows what these plots looked like going into the fall of the year or going into the winter of the year. And these plots, I can say, that were grazed at 50% utilization began growth 2 weeks earlier this year, in the spring of this year, than those grazed at 100% utilization and reached the point where they were ready to be grazed this year about 2 weeks before these other plots. Same thing happened for meadow fescue when grazed at mature stage, 50%, 75%, and 100% utilization. You can see the decline in ground cover. And we saw a similar occurrence in terms of regrowth in the spring. Those that were defoliated at 50% utilization regrew much more quickly this spring than those that were defoliated at 100%. You might ask, where in the world did this treatment come from? In Wisconsin, and I don't know if I can speak for the rest of the Midwest, but in Wisconsin there's a movement. Dan, you could probably speak to this as well. There's a movement by a lot of grazers to graze at much more mature stages, what they call very heavy stocking rates, just ungodly numbers of cattle on pasture, and when they leave, it looks like the top of that table. And that's something that they're interested in doing, but they are seeing declines in stands. They're seeing more diversity, of course, because they have a lot of weeds coming in, but it's something they're very interested in doing. So in terms of our summary for the first year, grazing these grasses at a shorter residue at either the vegetative or mature stage increased our annual yield. That is changing this year, as you can imagine, as we reduce tiller density and the stand, annual yield is beginning to change. It increases the rotation interval time. It did have very, I would say, a relatively little effect on nutritive value of the grazed forage, and it did have a differential effect on persistence. And grazing these grasses at a mature versus vegetative stage increased annual yield, but only in the 50% level, reduced the number of seasonal grazing events, and reduced nutritive value of the grazed forage. And if I have any time, I'll take a question.
Time for a question or two?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mark.
The percent utilization, was that based on height or dry matter?
That was based strictly on height.
How well did it work out when you went back and took your measurements?
In terms of height?
Well, you stopped them at a certain height.
Yes.
And you went back and made the measurements.
We went back and measured height to confirm that we,